Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to issue 163 of Top Stories, in which we go back to issue 205 of the Bugle podcast. In August of 2012, I, Andy Zaltzman, was rightly mourning the end of the London Olympics, which I still have not fully come to terms with 11 years later. But thankfully, the forthcoming US election was a great distraction. Here I am talking about it with John Oliver.
Top story this week, US presidential election 2012, vote or sigh. Andy, I think that the US presidential election season is actually the perfect way for you to transition from your addiction to the Olympics, because they actually have a lot in common, those two events. Think about it, the whole thing happens every 4 years. It's two people racing each other. After going round and round in circles, one will eventually be...
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Declared the winner. It's incredibly expensive to put on, and there's just as much corporate involvement that slightly soils the whole event. It's perfect, Andy. It's like a nicotine patch for a debilitating sports addiction. And there was a big development this week. Mitt Romney finally picked his running mate, and he went with Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, a move which seemed to energize the base of the Republican Party, who love to be energized by conservative picks around this time of year. Now, some people might say, why the hoopla? It's only the vice president. Why is everyone getting excited over a largely ceremonial role? Well, because that is simply no longer the case. You are thinking with a pre-year 2000 mentality. Because it was around that time that Dick Cheney managed to successfully change his job description into something significantly more powerful than the job he signed up for. With Cheney, the Republicans seemed to unlock their ideal formula for a presidential ticket, a sinister puppet master pulling the strings of a happy-go-lucky wooden boy. The aim for the Republicans at the start of any search for a presidential candidate is now to find a nominee who's essentially an empty, amiable husk, just palatable enough to disguise the poisonous substance of their running mate. Think about the track record. Bush, Cheney, McCain, Palin, and now Romney, Ryan. Because Paul Ryan might look like an average Midwestern good-looking man who was walking down the street when a Brooks Brothers store exploded all over him. But he wants to end Medicare, has spent the last few years driving John Boehner, the Speaker of the House here, into almost unprecedented levels of obstructionism. Now, you might think, why don't Republicans just nominate the person they actually want in the first place? Why didn't they just nominate Paul Ryan if they like him so much? Well, because they know that you cannot shoot pure heroin, Andy. It will fucking kill you. You have to cut it with baking soda, and that is what they've done here.
I cannot tell you, Bugle, the amount of empirical research that John has done into that joke ever since his troubled early teenage years in Bedford.
The heroin capital of hearts, beds and bucks.
When in Rome. He seems like many Republicans too love the concept of women having all the possible babies that they may or may not want, and of poor people retaining the God-given right to die untreated in the maximum amount of pain. He's appealing clearly to the Republican heartland.
That's right, Andy, but what you're selling is not something that you can appeal to people with on the top half of your ticket. So that's why this system they found works. It's like when you give a dog a pill for worms. It's never going to eat that pill on its own. The pill is clearly disgusting. So you hide that pill in a bowl of cottage cheese. And if the Republicans have their way, Andy, come November, America is going to have cottage cheese all over its face and not realise what it's just eaten. The concept is nothing new. Look at the ancient Greeks. They invented democracy, and when they sacked the city of Troy, they didn't just show up with a bunch of crazy Greeks. They put a bunch of crazy Greeks inside an empty wooden horse. What I'm saying is, Romney is that empty wooden horse, and Paul Ryan is a bunch of crazy Greeks.
I don't remember that horse being quite as much of a dick, though.
That is the one flaw in that metaphor, Andy, but that's a fair point.
So the Trojans would have said, let's get rid of this f***ing horse.
This horse is an arsehole. Also, it's prancing around in a ludicrous way to stupid classical music.
This horse does not pay enough taxes.
And you just hate the success of horses, Andy. You're trying to punish the success of that horse. But that is the concern with this election in November. The Democrats have an old-fashioned ticket. They're stuck in the 20th century, Andy, in a time when the vice president was just supposed to be America's clown, accidentally insulting people during state visits, giving thumbs up to people at a funeral, maybe swearing at some school children, just generally causing a distraction. Under the modern Republican Party, all of that is the president's job, providing a smokescreen while the Machiavellian vice president pushes through things without anyone noticing. If the Democrats, Andy, want to show a real intention to the country that they intend to get things done over the next 4 years, they have 3 weeks before their own convention to switch their ticket around and send a message. It's got to be Biden Obama 2012. Change you won't even realise is happening. I promise you, Buglers, this could really work. If we had lived under President Biden since 2008, Vice President Obama would have been able to get through a public option for healthcare, a stimulus package twice the size of the one that America got, a comprehensive immigration bill, and he would have been able to close Guantanamo. All the while, President Biden distracted everyone by charmingly and slightly racistly screwing up African dances on the White House lawn.
Well, it's interesting that this change that you pick out in the role of vice presidents, because it has, as you say, always been traditionally viewed as pointless. FDR's first VP, John Nance Garner, observed that the office is not worth a bucket of warm spit. Now, the other version of the quotation is that it is not worth a bucket of warm piss. Now, let's think about which one is more likely and which one has been clearly moderated for public use. I mean, when you filled up a bucket with spit, that's quite a lot of spit that takes. That is going to clearly cool to ambient room temperature. Mm-hmm. So you would have to reheat it to get a bucket of warm spit. Whereas piss, I mean, you're going straight in with that. You are going, he clearly said piss. He clearly said it's worth a bucket of warm piss.
You're such a great historian of human language.
Well, that's, you've got to read between the lines on these things. The 28th Vice President, Thomas R. Marshall, lamented, once there were two brothers, one went away to sea, the other was elected Vice President, and nothing was heard of either of them again. And interestingly, Theodore Roosevelt admitted to sleeping through sessions and, according to one source, enrolled in law school whilst Vice President because of boredom. this shows the kind of desperation that the office of Vice President can drive someone to. That two vice presidents have shot people.
Is that true?
Dick Cheney, clearly.
Oh, yeah. The second. Yeah, of course. I cannot believe I forgot that. I cannot believe it.
And I think that is only the one that we've heard about. I think he probably shot a lot more people than that. And in 1804, the Vice President Aaron Burr shot and killed the former Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton in a duel. So, I guess that was, Cheney could merely say he was restoring an honourable tradition. But I think the other way of looking at it is a lot of presidents select a Vice President who's going to make them look absolutely awesome. Clearly, Biden does that. For Obama, he had Dan Quayle, Al Gore.
That's right.
Abraham Lincoln had Hannibal Hamlin. Who was listed by Time magazine amongst the worst vice presidents ever. Apparently they'd never actually met before he was made vice president. And he was described as a notorious do-nothing politician who essentially ignores the Civil War.
Listen, Andy, from what I know of the American Civil War, that was a tricky one to ignore.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big...
The sound alone, it was the bangs and the screaming.
It was a really big media story at the time, I think, wasn't it? I mean, a lot of the papers went in pretty big on that. But then Lincoln ditched him because he clearly wasn't useless enough, Hannibal Hamlin, because he had a frankly awesome name. And he replaced him with Andrew Johnson, who proceeded to prove himself one of the worst presidents in history after Lincoln had cleverly died to make himself look absolutely fantastic.
He timed it perfect. He really dipped for the line, Lincoln.
Interestingly, this will continue the trend of the last 30 years, that there will not have been a bisyllabic vice president in terms of first name since Walter Mondale. Since then, we've had a George, a Dan, an Al, a Dick, and a Joe. And now we'll have Joe or Paul. So clearly, what this shows, that was after 10 consecutive bisyllabic vice presidents' forenames, following John Nance Garner, who had the decency to chuck in Nance to compensate for the disappointingly informal John. And it just shows the declining intellectual capability of America as a nation, that it is clearly no longer ready for a vice president with a name that a caveman couldn't say.
Well done, Andy. You just managed to powerfully illuminate nothing.
Ulysses S. Grant had Schuyler Colfax as his vice president.
Oh, good name.
Nah, that is strong work.
Well, for both of them.
Yeah.
Ulysses S. Grant is good anyway. No one would have blamed him for having the most boringly named person with him. But no, he took it up a notch. What a ticket!
Well, exactly. How can you not? You look at your ballot paper, you see Ulysses S. Grant, Schuyler Colfax. Yeah. I'm having a piece of that. I don't care what they think.
So the convention season is about to start here in America with the Republican National Convention taking place in Tampa, Florida at the end of August, fittingly being hosted by a city which is a physical and emotional swamp. And the Democrats will hold their convention in Charlotte, North Carolina in the first week of September. And sadly, I'm going to be at both of them with The Daily Show for the full duration of the conventions, which... Now, always provides for me a challenge both to my belief in human nature and my tolerance for balloons. So we won't be able to do regular bugles while I'm down there, but we might try to do a quick phone call together like we did 4 years ago. I believe, if I remember this rightly, Andy, it's a bit hazy, but I believe the last time we did it, we did one basically in the middle of the night where when I was so tired I was technically lying naked in bed. Is that not true?
I've tried to brush that out of my memory. I do remember.
I don't remember anything from that conversation, Andy, but I only assume it sounded extremely sexy.
Yeah, I do just remember the mental process of me trying to block out the fact that you were plums out during an official bugle recording. That was when you last time during the convention season you found a wife.
I can't wait to find my next wife, Andy.
We're looking at wife two. You know.
Statistically, I will be meeting my second wife in 2 weeks' time. I tell you who you don't want to tell that joke to, Andy, what I found out.
Yep.
Your current wife.
Oh, right, okay.
Not a fan.
Really?
Not a fan of that little observation.
Well, you know, if Mitt Romney becomes president and makes Mormonism compulsory, then she's just going to have to adapt to that, isn't she?
I'm just hedging my bets.
That's right.
That and my magic underpants.
Now, that is the one thing I'm waiting for Mitt Romney to come out and say in a debate.
Yeah.
Just apropos of nothing, I've got magic underpants.
I've got magic underpants and you can have more than one wives. Oh, what's that sound? Is that my approval rating spiking through the ceiling? I'll see you at the inauguration. You will not hear from me again until then.
Thank you for listening. Please support what we do at The Bugle by donating to our voluntary subscription scheme via thebuglepodcast.com. If you are listening in Apple, I am very reliably informed you can also click the button to support us right now. Goodbye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.